Patience?
Yeah?
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, you want to know what happened to me? Like around 10:30 or so.
Tonight?
I went to McDonald's. It's like two blocks away from my house.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't make it, you know, by 10 o'clock because their lobby, it closes at 10 o'clock. So I decided to take my cat along. His name's Summer. He's like a month old. So we walked down there, and I stood in line. There was a lot of cars there. I stood in line like everybody else. And by the time I got to the thing that you talk through to mm-hmm. make your order,
yeah.
the guy would not answer me.
Yeah, you must be the last person on earth who doesn't know that they will not serve people on foot.
I didn't know that. And then I said, hello, is there anybody there? He didn't answer me, and there's cars behind me. There's this one car, this one SUV. This guy's like, he wanted to run me over.
You know, that's too bad, because the solution would have been for one of those guys to say, hop in my car, order through my window, and after you get your food, I'll let you out again.
There was no good Samaritan there.
Well, of course, the question would have been, would it have been wise to jump in their car?
I wasn't even thinking that.
I know, but I'm thinking that, right.
And my cat, he's just so fidgety. He's afraid of the cars. He's afraid of everything. And I thought it wouldn't be a big deal, because sometimes when I take out the trash, mm-hmm. I'll take him along, and we'll walk to the trash bin. He has no problem. But walking to McDonald's, he just wanted to scratch me up.
What are you doing eating that crap in the first place, that McDonald's stuff? You want to get a tumor the size of Toledo in your colon?
I am starving, Mishki. I'm too lazy to cook. I don't have many groceries. And I have to wait until tomorrow before my mom brings me something. But anyway, when I got up to the window, I saw the manager.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
You got to wait for your mom to bring you food.
Well, you know, it's good home cooking. You know, you can't beat that. And besides, I don't know how to cook that well.
What are you doing on your own?
What am I doing on my own?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you're going to make it.
I am making it.
Doesn't sound like you are. You didn't even get a meal in tonight. I'll tell you, one of the three things you got to nail down when you're on your own is how to get some food.
Shelter, food,
water. You know, you got to find these basics. You didn't even work it out so you could get a decent meal tonight for yourself. And now you're counting on mommy. What happens when she croaks?
You know, I live on my own, Mishki. Honest to God. I live in West St. Paul. I live in a studio apartment.
But not
and I work
well.
At the airport, okay? Mm-hmm. I make good money at the airport.
Well,
I'm a dining cook. I may sound like I'm 15.
Well, you don't sound like you know how to take care of yourself.
I do, but sometimes food runs out. You know, and yesterday I had to work in the mornings because nobody else was scheduled to work. And the one guy, they took away his badge. You know, it's the airport.
Well,
if you don't have your badge, they can't let you work.
Let me ask you something. I know this is going to sound strange, but picture this scenario. You try again. McDonald's doesn't feed you the second time. All of a sudden, Ma's gone, missing. No one knows where she is. She can't make it with the food. How long before you eat that cat?
I'm not going to touch my cat. My cat has more food than I have.
Right.
And he's amusement sometimes,
you know?
He's really gorgeous. He's an orange tabby.
Oh, an orange tabby.
Yeah.
They're not tasty anyway.
Oh, and he's looking at me right now. Absolutely gorgeous, you know?
Right. Okay.
So that just pissed me off. And when I got to the window, they said it to me in such a rude way.
Yeah, I know. And these whiners down in New Orleans are bitching. You know, know what I'm saying?
But the thing is, I didn't look like I was poor or anything.
Sure.
I had my credit card. I had everything ready and my ID.
Mm-hmm.
They should have just, you know, said, okay, this once, we'll let you buy something. I wanted a number one and then an Oreo McFlurry. They could have gotten that within five minutes.
They sure could.
I would have been out of there.
They could have taken care of you.
Yeah. So that just pissed me off. And I called back and I asked for the store manager's name, and her name's Anita.
Oh, heads
she
are going to roll.
She will be receiving a call from me tomorrow.
Heads are going to roll. Yeah, I think this one's going all the way up to Ray Kroc, if they can find him. Thanks for that. That's a little public service announcement to folks out there who are thinking of maybe getting in line tonight with their cat standing there, hoping for a burger. Thank you.
All right, then.
Thank you, Patience.